This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Sup, Sam?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, good. What's going on?
Just, you know, all kinds of life and death situations and life and death.
I like it. Well, it's Halloween this week.
It's been one hell of a Halloween already.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, this week we're looking at the fourth studio album from American singer-songwriter Elliott Smith. The album's called XO, and it was released in 1998, so it's turning 20. So just a bit of background about what was happening with Elliott Smith in the lead up to this album. So in 1997, I guess he came to prominence with his album Either Or, and this album took him from a bit of an underground cult musician and gave him more exposure to mainstream audiences, if you will. And it was actually during this the sessions for this record, Either Or, that he produced some demos of some tracks which would appear on XO. And it was the success of that album, Either Or, which saw him signed to a major label, DreamWorks, who would release XO. And in many respects, this is kind of like a sister album to Either Or. It's quite similar, and also the sessions kind of intertwined and crossed over into each other. They were recorded within a year of each other. And yeah, both of these albums had strong kind of singer-songwriter feel to them, quite sort of down-tempo, lo-fi recordings, and yeah, not much in the way of big instrumentations. So in many respects, I guess that was because Smith played most of the instruments on this album. So that included guitar, piano, bass, drums, organ, as well as producing the record and doing all the string arrangements as well. And as a result, I think XO feels quite a homely type record. It's almost like it was recorded in his home studio or something. It's quite intimate, you know. Very homely, that sort of feel to it. And it was interesting because he was struggling quite a bit with mental health and depression at this time. So I guess a lot of that is reflected in the mood of a lot of these songs, as you will hear. So with that, we're going to start with the opening track, and it's called Sweet Adeline. And this is a beautiful kind of melodic singer-songwriter, folky style track. There's some nice, delicate guitar playing on here. And it, I guess it sets the scene for the whole record, actually. You get a feeling straight away of that kind of intimate style.
Cut this picture into you. There's a kid on the floor below me saying, brother, can you spare sunshine for a brother? Old man, winter's in the air. Walk me up a story, asking how you are. Told me not to worry, you were just a shooting star.
Sweet Adeline.
Kia ora, everyone. For those of you who have just joined us, we are doing Elliott Smith's XO from 1998. And if you look outside, our Auckland weather has turned to shite, as they say. Real shite.
Yeah, it kind of suited the mood of that song. The rain kind of came in just as the song
It's heavy rain. Yeah. This is heavy. This is full noise rain.
It is.
This is goth as full noise. Well, I wonder what the next song is going to bring. Some thunder and lightning?
Maybe. Well, it's called Baby Britain, and of course it always rains in Britain, so maybe. This is track number 4 and the second single from the album. This one actually has more of a country tinge to it, particularly in the piano. It's kind of got an indie country vibe to it, and it managed to reach number 55 in the UK charts.
So get a load of this.
See what you think.
Baby Britain feels the best.
Very, very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
You know, according to somebody, we don't really know what this reference is.
No.
But a person called Ed has texted in, pouring with rain, make sure your pitch is double plastic. And we're trying to find a reference to Elliott Smith. We thought it was a typo, and then we're like, no, but it's like quite pointed.
Yeah. Maybe he should text in again and clarify that.
Yeah, please do, Ed.
Very, very interesting. Make sure your picture is double plastic.
Your picture? Picture? Oh, my gosh, I don't even know. What's next?
Well, we're going to talk about how
the reception.
Yeah,
how
it was received and all that. So it was met with universal acclaim from critics, much like his previous record was, and they were quite impressed with the pop songwriting style and his way of crafting songs, and they even named it his best, many people named it his best work to date. Commercially, though, it wasn't that successful. It only managed to reach 104 in the United States, which was no doubt disappointing to Smith, who felt he was making work that should have made him more popular, I guess. But despite that, it was...
Little did he know.
Little did he know. This was actually his best-selling album and remained that so for his career. It sold over 400,000 copies. And in terms of its wider legacy, this album, many people say it's his best. It's definitely up there with Either Or. Pitchfork named it in their list of best albums of the 90s, and Spin Magazine named it as one of the best albums of its lifetime. So it's definitely got given plenty of credence, and its legacy as a record remains strong. Unfortunately, though, of course, he died in 2003 very prematurely. He was only 34. So that's, very, very sad, because no doubt he would have had so much more music left in him, and he might have gone on to become more commercially successful. And obviously, since he's died, he's become definitely, you know, a lot more people have gotten into him, and his albums have become more popular and that kind of thing, as is often the case with people who, musicians who die quite young. A lot of the time their work becomes more well-known after they die, which is sad, I guess, but also good.
If you have a tongue, you can talk. So talk to each other, support each other. Mana ki tanga mai. Look after each other out there, because it's a cruel world, and people like Elliot are very sensitive and need their support. Of the people who love them. So
on that note, we're going to finish with track number 3 and the first single from the album. It's called Waltz Number 2, and this remains his most successful song in the UK, and considered by many to be his best song, including Slate magazine, who named it his best song. So there you go. Bye.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Gonna know you now, but I'm gonna gonna love you anyhow.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.